you have the sheets? There's sheets behind you? Where are the sheets?
Yeah, these are.
Okay. So, we're holding Chav Gimel by the second paragraph. I mean, it brings in the a little bit of a medrash that says differently, and he has a different girsa. Vehine. Daniel Sharoa Chaya Shia Shi Nomer. Daniel saw the second Chaya being a Nomer. Nebuchadnezzar Rois and Achaishis, Akolu Inyan Echod. So all these things are all parallel, like we spoke last time. The Midas Chutzpah is Azus, really. And each one is a parallel to it. A nomer in its way and a chosh in its way. I call it in echot, kinema la az ponim, kimosho a nomer shu az, u mitzchech nechusha. So you see that mitzchech nechusha is something which is, says that it's something is defiant, a brazen, that goes in that. V'yuroa ki b'shvil kachoy le nomer shu donil dalet gafin shal oif, she b'shvil shu ya'azim holch lichmas oilam. Daniel saw in the picture that he saw a bird with four he saw an animal with four wings, a nomer with four wings, because the midah of spreading out, of invading the turf of someone else, is the midah of Azus. I want to stop a second. Just we spoke at the beginning about different midas and the structure of how each one is a different way of going away from what's right. There's also progression. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be recognized as Chashev. He didn't really care much about what somebody else has. He was wanted to be Chashev, and as long as everybody said, well, Nebuchadnezzar the Melech, it says everybody had to bow down when they blew the music for the idol, it was good enough. Nebuchadnezzar spoke about himself very haughtily, arrogant. That was Nebuchadnezzar. So he wanted his self, that's it. Achashverosh wanted acquisition, acquiring things. He needed to buy up the world and to have all the money in order to feel good or chashev. Yovan needed to invade the entire world and to invade the other space in order to become the shivas he wants. And finally, Malchus Romi needed to destroy everything around them in order that they should realize themselves. So in the same meter of realization of self, it goes from harmless, just being, you know, just wanting to be self, to needing to draw things in, to needing to make sure other people don't have shivas, to making sure that other people don't exist. There's a clear progression. It starts with the need that I need to be somebody, and it moves out from the harmless to the destructive totally. So he says, so Al Kapani says, they went to conquer the entire world. A person who's not as wants to sit in one place. The person whose Yetzirah is physical. Physical Yetziraha enjoys sitting in one place. Sleeping is a preferred activity. So it's kind of, or the preferred lack of activity, maybe is a better way of saying it. The preferred inactivity. Because the guf is chaymer, offer, ma'ofa to offer tashuv, offer by realizes itself when it's not going anywhere. The ruach of the person, the nefesh of the person, is already a life force, and that wants to do, to accomplish, to conquer, to and so on. Al misha az eshu k'moy eish, k'moy shalom alamala, ki az hu k'moy eish asha ein la anocha klal. Fire doesn't have a mitzias of resting. A fire is always moving. It's energy. This is true also. Let's go back to the sichlius part of it. There are different motivations for seichel. Seichel meaning to think into things and to explore things and so on, and to understand things. One is a function of utility. Listen, I spend 3 hours a day washing laundry by taking each piece and scrubbing it. There's got to be a better way to do it. Let me analyze the problem. Presto, here's a washing machine, and you can do it, you know, in two minutes, and that's it. So that seichel is really a product of a physical need. As soon as this person has the washing machine he needs and the dryers that he needs and whatever else, he's over. He has no more need for science. He has what he needs. That's it. There's another. There are two other drives for chachma, almost absolutely opposite. One drive for chachma is, I am stronger, bigger, greater when I master the world. Somebody asked why he climbs Mount Everest. He says, because it's there. In other words, what does it mean I can't understand how it works? I can't do something that will beat the face, this, that, or the other thing. It feeds my ego to be able to conquer everything around. So, yes, that type of drive gets people to discover things. Yes, we accomplish that. But at the end of the day, it's a drive of conquest to feed my ego. If I publish a lot, my name becomes famous, I become world famous, I this and that. So in a certain sense, that's a chitzonis goyim. But even in a deeper way, it's the fact that nature holds no secrets from me. I can conquer nature. There's the opposite way of chachma, the exact opposite, which is Klal Yisrael's chachma. And that is lemoida garata shemitoichse atamakir misha oma vahoya oilam. A person says every step of the way, every flower that I look into, that I explore, I see another Ma'is Hashem. And I am overawed still more. Just like when you talk to somebody, one reason to talk is to show off how smart you are, or how stupid you are, depending on what you say. The second reason is because you want to hear from the person. You want to draw wisdom from the person. A person can look into the Bria and try to understand it in order to show himself to be the master of the Bria. And it sort of feeds his ego. There's no God. We don't need God. Primitive, ignorant people needed a God. But I know everything. I don't need a God to supply the missing information. I have it all myself. Versus the person who says, the only way I can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by looking around and seeing every, and looking at every fingerprint that is left on the Bria. That's an incredible way of getting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's diametrically opposite with this, but both of them are tchunis of azas. Both of them are tchunis of drives, of so to speak, I want to go out and to do. So he says, V'chein ha-malsa v'shat choyel, ulefikach Alexander shu'ika b'malchus shlishis, holach lichpesh kol ha'olam, kwe shidua shol lichpesh kol ha'olam, mashar asa shumelach. Now, even though the Gemara says there were three that were Moshel b'kipa, Shlomo it says and Achshverosh, but Lemaisa, they didn't go and look. They weren't interested in conquering the world. They conquered whatever was left over or whatever, but a lot of it fell in. You know, by them was more they had it rather than they went to conquer it. V'zeh sh'ro'a l'noma zeh dalet gatfin sh'yeh poreach k'moy oif l'chol dalet ruchus ha'olam. So the spreading out over the entire world is a mid of Azus. Let's stop here a second and let's consider a few things about it. First of all, we've said many times before that Yavan is Keneged Klal Yisrael in very much in ways that none of the other ones are similar. Press the Chumash, please. That none of the other ones are similar. this mid over here of Klal Yisrael wanting to spread over of Yavin wanting to spread over the entire world has in itself a very strong parallel in Klal Yisrael. It says Nasa Adam B'Tamek Miseinu V'Yirdu B'Dgas Hayom Of Hashem V'Hem Chol Ha'aretz U'V'Chol Ha'aretz U'V'Chol Ha'aretz U'V'Chol Ha'aretz. In other words, Adam is created to be mispashit on the entire world. That midah is a midah shaykh to Adam. It's shaykh to Adam bin yachas to the other balachayim. It's not shaykh to Adam bin yachas other anashim. It says about Klai Yisrael is azim sheba umois. And it says if they hadn't been given Torah, you know, Torah was given to temper Klai Yisrael because they're the azim sheba umois. Which means the midah of Azus is b'miyuchad shayach to Klal Yisrael, and it shares it with Yavon. And like we said before, the difference is Yavon sees in Azus an accomplishment of self, that we go where nobody else went to because nobody will create a space that I haven't gone to, whereas the Azus of Klal Yisrael is to go to those places that is to go to every corner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gil in this world. So the drive for any drive for anything more than standing in one place, nations whose drives are physical and purely physical stay in one place. They don't go anyplace. That's the Metzias. And the Mela, everything, that's a very, very physical thing. It's not at all Ruchnius. Yogan had an element of Ruchnius to it. And the element of Ruchnius expressed itself in a drive to do, to accomplish, to conquer, and so on. It's a type of Mida that's a very, very strong. It comes from a very positive place. It comes from the first bracha and sivui to Adam, but when you turn around, it becomes something that is opposite. Like we explained last time, 2 times ago, the midah of malchus of conquest for Klal Yisrael is to impose malchus shamayim on the entire bria and a rotzen for his pashtus. Masha'in Kain Yavan is to realize themselves by being misfashioned. And in that sense, it's Minakotza Lakotza. Omno. Now he's going to discuss Mal Servius, and because since we're talking Mal Servius for the foreseeable future, well, it's important to go through a little bit. Mal Servius, they should roya atzer she kol veinze losay. Or lekachi roya she nimtze acher. The Mal Servius not only wants to conquer everything, wants to make sure there's nothing else to have. So if you ask ourselves, what is the koyach of hashchasa in the world? Where does it come from? Well, let's ask it better yet. Let's put it in a sharper framework. Since HaKadosh Baruch was kol kulei havaya and existence, where is the koyach in the bria of hashchasa, vandalism, shame, vandalism? Let's dehair a little bit. When a kid vandalizes a building, or defaces it, what is the motive there? What are the motives? So there's two motives. One is bored flat, and this sends a tingle of excitement through it because it's a davar asa, so it's like it's sort of a gather of my v'duvim taku. It's got the thrill of danger to it. That's so for somebody who's bored. Anything to get a thrill, even if that thrill might throw him out of school, get him in jail, whatever it is, okay. The second one is, it's a way of expressing my anger. So the marshal, let's say the school flunked me and told me that, so basically the school said that we're not going to pursue, you're bad, you're unaccomplished, okay, I'll destroy the school. That way, I'll remain. It's destroying other things gives yourself the chiyus. If I can give it a parallel, they say over from Reb Chatzka Levenstein. Reb Chatzka Levenstein once said that he asked Akasha, how could there be suicide in the Bria? Since the strongest physical slash emotional force is survival, where do you have suicide? How does suicide happen? So he said, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Bria, the Koyach, of being Maisin Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem, so B'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, so Zelu Maseh, once you can give up your life, then you can give it up for things that are not good. For, you know, honor or whatever it is, that, you know, false honor and so on. That's how Chassid explained to him. I want to explain this point as well. Where did Rosh Chassid come to be, especially since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Kuloi Havaya and Metzias. The Ramchal says, and Das Tavunis is one of his main points, that we're truly Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not by what he is, but by eliminating other possibilities. Just like in math, you solve many problems by eliminating alternatives. You know, if there is a number X, and X can't be larger than 5, and it can't be smaller than 5, then it must be 5, even if I can't prove it directly. If there are a limited amount of possibilities, and I eliminate all possibilities except for 1, that's the one. That's obvious. There were 10 Indians or something, like Agatha Christie's thing, where you eliminated every possible, guy who did the crime except for 1. The problem was nobody was left over at the end, so it was a little bit difficult to know who did it. But Akopanim, the eliminating. So how are we over HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Primarily by eliminating alternatives. I thought that this Avodah Zarah is what the wind god blows wind. I see that there's something that can take away the wind. And I thought that medicine is the balabas on refuah. I see that things happen in a muftak way, this way, that way, the other way. So what I do is I eliminate alternative. We live with alternatives. Parnassa comes from my boss. Refuah comes from the doctor. This comes from that person. When I eliminate those, and I say, no, they're really not the Sahakal Shluchim, then I come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means there's a koyach of bittul in the Bria needed to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias to its fullest. This is the side of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Tzinusa Asura Bar Melutzus HaVodazara. So Chazal are telling us, when Chazal say all Litzanus is also, Litzanus doesn't mean jokes, by the way. Litzanus means cynicism. Cynicism is a destructive type of use of speech. It comes with a sharp joke destroying something. So all Litzanus is also Litzanus of Rezar. So we have three things. We have Dvarim Shebekdusha. I don't need the Chazal to tell me that you can't make a joke, you can't make a Litzanus about Torah or Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's obvious. The chiddush is even regular, normal things. A person needs to have value in everything that there is in the world. Everything in the world has its place, and when a person just makes fun of beauty, that's not right. Beauty is a bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it adds a lot to the world and has a place where it must find itself. It's only when a person, Avodah Zarah's whole metzias is the pretender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avodah Zarah realizes itself when the air goes out of the balloon and it becomes clear that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Havamina that's wrong. I once heard from somebody in observation, it's very, and it's true. The sharpest and best type of Litzanis is if you have a script of somebody, of a bum walking down the street and a pie falls on him. So it's not that funny. But if you have somebody who looks very serious, respectable, kind of a judge, a president, and a pie lands on him, that's when there's a really sharp litzanus. It's when the more you take something that has chshivas and you show it up for being silly, that's where you really get your sharp humor. So litzanis and hashchasa has a mokum in the bria for those things that are ke'ilus takash baruch hu. The only way we realize that they don't exist is by destroying them, and you see kilulah hoya. And b'meila, that becomes the oifin of showing what's right. That's the Malchus Revius. The Malchus Revius, sh'rei atva shehi kol ve'ein zulasa. So b'meila, the desire to realize themselves comes from the elimination of the other. That koyach exists in the Bria, because that koyach is constructive when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Avodah Zarah. Destroying Avodah Zarah are the constructive way, it's a destruction which becomes a constructive way of bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu to light. If this didn't help, and this didn't help, and this didn't help, well, it must be Kadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, a person can misuse that koyach and has shown destroy things that are toiv. And this is where the Malchus Revius was connected the very, very metzias of Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yavon was connected Chachmas HaTorah, Klaius, and so on. And Malchus Revius is connected something a lot more fundamental, a lot more going to the core. Okay.